Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Bauman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Frank Bauman. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Sherm Lawler. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Del Ennis. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a pop-up towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Button moves to second. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio strikes out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano takes first base on ball four. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bauman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Bauman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauman takes first base on ball four. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Button strikes out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ennis. Runnels reaches second base with a double. Bauman moves to third. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams is walked intentionally. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Gurnett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Daly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Malzone takes first base on ball 4. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Malzone. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Malzone steals second. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. Geiger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-1 in the game. Daly hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Bauman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bauman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Malzone moves to third. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Button hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the The Red Sox won, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sheerenlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis is 0 for 1 in the game. Ennis hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger who is chasing the ball. Smith reaches third base with a triple. Romano goes all the way around to score. It's Red Sox, 1, White Sox, 1. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Gurnett hits a fly ball into left field. Ennis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Wynn moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wynn moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. Bill Monbuquette now pitching. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Fox moves to second. Two outs. Sheerenlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a fly ball into left field. Ennis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 2 in the game. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lawler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Geiger for the out. Jensen moves to second. Two outs. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 2 in the game. Daly is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis is 0 for 2 in the game. Ennis hits a line drive towards first. Gurnett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Romano hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smith moves to third. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wynn is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet strikes out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Button strikes out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Ennis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Aparicio moves to third. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 3 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 3 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis is 0 for 3 in the game. Ennis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera now playing left field. Earl Torgerson now playing first base. Sherm Lawler now catching. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Busby pinch runs for Ted Williams. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 3 in the game. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. Busby moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Busby moves to third. Gurnett moves to second. Jerry Staley now pitching. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to home to get Busby. Gurnett moves to third. Jensen moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 3 in the game. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to home to get Gurnett. Jensen moves to third. Malzone moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Vic Wirtz pinch hits for Pete Daly. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson juggles the ball. That's an error on Torgerson. Jensen scores. Malzone moves to third. Geiger moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Red Sox, 2, White Sox, 2. Marty Keogh pinch hits for Bill Monbouquet. Tom Brewer pinch runs for Vic Wirtz. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Murray Wall now pitching. Sammy White now catching. Jim Busby now playing center field. Gary Geiger now playing left field. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Smith bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Torgerson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Torgerson moves to third. Smith moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Landis is walked intentionally. Leo Keeley now pitching. Harry Simpson pinch hits for Jerry Staley. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen. Simpson reaches second base with a double. Torgerson scores. Smith scores. Landis goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. Aparicio bunts towards the mound. Keeley fields it and throws to first for the out. Simpson moves to third. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Budden scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Turk Lown now pitching. Don Budden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Budden is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Budden hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Budden for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lown fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. Busby moves to second. Rudy Arias now pitching. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Busby moves to third. Gurnett moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.